The belief is the feds will ask you to be patient. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 18th day of March. Thanks for being here. In other news, marketers believe you want to feel special, and that specialness is going to cost you. Time for March Madness and more online gambling. The housing market is having a day. We'll explain that. Target and super fast express checkout, but there is a but. We've got the Wall Street Report, and might the third time be a charm in Chattanooga, Tennessee? We'll find out. Let's go.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and it's great to be back with you as we start off another week of Insight on Business, the news headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. Want to follow us on Twitter, now known as X? It is at IOB_NewsHour. Well, coming up this week, the Fed will hold its meeting, and the bet is Jerome Powell will tell Americans to be patient while the central bank fiddles with interest rates. It's getting harder to do so, and it's calling into question the 2% target of the central bank. Is it realistic? The AP is reporting that there are many people waiting for a rate cut, and they include prospective home buyers. They hope for lower mortgage rates. Wall Street traders envision higher stock prices. Consumers are looking for a break on credit card debt at record high interest rates. Yeah, Jerome Powell and his fellow Fed officials are expected to play it safe when they meet this week, keeping their rate unchanged for a fifth straight time and signaling that they still need further evidence that inflation is returning substantially to their 2% target. The central bank's policymakers had said after their last meeting in January that they needed what was called greater confidence that inflation was cooling decisively toward their 2% target. Since then, the government has issued two inflation reports that showed the pace of price increases remain stickily high. In most respects, the U.S. economy remains remarkably healthy. Employers keep hiring, unemployment remains low, the stock market is hovering near record highs, and inflation has plummeted from its heights. Yet average prices remain much higher than they were before the pandemic. And obviously, the question to that is why? And the answer is because corporations can keep their prices high, because that adds to profits, and profits make for happy shareholders and CEOs. That's why. Speaking of stocks and shareholders, Wall Street ended the day in the green, although the major indexes all fell from their session highs. Those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. Being special or feeling special seems to work. Costco knows that you feel special every time you show your membership card at the front door. Sam's Club knows you feel special for the same reason. Now other retailers and restaurants are jumping on the I want to feel special bandwagon. Take, for example, this story from the AP. Over at Chuck E. Cheese, the family entertainment and pizza chain, the price to feel special is $7.99, $11.99, or $29.99 each month. Paid loyalty programs are all the rage in the restaurant and retail worlds. Looking for reliable sales in an unpredictable spending environment, more companies have extended their points-based loyalty tiers, making their most dependable customers feel valued for an upfront fee. Consumers are bombarded with membership offers, and they're promised perks like free deliveries and first dibs on new launches, but also, in some cases, the right to jump ahead of non-members on reservation lists and in customer service queues. In retailing, Target Corporation is taking on the Amazon Prime juggernaut with a paid loyalty program that will cost $49 a year between April 7th and May 18th, and then $99 annually. Members of Target Circle 360 can expect free two-day shipping and free deliveries of orders over $35 in as little as an hour. So why is everybody jumping on this bandwagon? That's pretty simple. Increased sales. A 2020 McKinsey survey found members of paid loyalty programs were 60% more likely to spend more on the brand after opting in, while free loyalty programs only increased that likelihood by 30%. We're in the throes of March Madness, and now more states have opened up online gambling to make the season even more exciting. The AP is reporting that for the sixth straight year, the number of states allowing legal sports betting has expanded since the last rendition of March Madness. A total of 38 states and the District of Columbia now allow some form of sports betting, including 30 states and the nation's capital that allow online wagering. That's up from one state, Nevada, where people could legally wager on games during the 2018 college basketball tournament before the U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way for expansion. The rules for sports betting vary state to state. Some states prohibit bets on home state college teams or the performance of specific players. Others allow bets not only on the outcome of any college games, but also on a variety of other things, such as the number of points, rebounds, and assists that a particular player will tally. Sounds like fun, but remember, be responsible. Got time for some good news? The housing market is coming back, it would seem. Redfin News is reporting that new listings jumped 3.8% month over month on a seasonally adjusted basis in February, the biggest increase in 6 months, and it's the highest level since September of 2022. And from a year ago, they are up 14.8%, the largest annual gain since May of 2021. New listings rose fastest from a year earlier in Texas, and active listings rose fastest in Florida, the two states that are building the most homes. In Florida, condo listings in particular are contributing to the jump in supply due to a surge in HOA and insurance fees. Nationwide, housing supply is on the rise because the lock-in effect is easing. Eventually, homeowners who have been holding on to their ultra-low mortgage rates simply have to move. Meanwhile, in the Des Moines, Iowa metro, that's our base, we're noticing more homes coming on the market as the spring season warms up both buyers and sellers. Get ready for super-fast self-checkout at Target, but there is a but. The retail giant announced it would be launching express self-checkout after it piloted the concept at about 200 of its stores last fall. The Minneapolis, Minnesota-based Target said the express option will be implemented across most of its nearly 2,000 stores in the United States. Target store leaders will then have the flexibility to open more traditional checkout lanes and designate the hours that the self-checkout kiosks can be used. Oh, about that but? Well, you can only check out 10 or fewer items. The company says the reason is to move to shorter lines and get folks with fewer items to check out faster, and then open up more staffed checkout lanes. Target, along with other retail giants, has also discovered that theft at self-checkout remains an issue. Wall Street closed higher today, but lower than its session highs. The Dow picked up 75 points, down from its high of over 160 points earlier in the day, and closed at 38,790. The NASDAQ picked up 130 points to finish the day at 16,103, and the S&P 500 added 32 points to close at 51.49. West Texas Intermediate crude gained a whopping $1.75 to close at $82.79 a barrel. And the 10-year Treasury yield rose to 4.328%. And finally, there is this, and this is about the UAW and Volkswagen. Could the third time be a charm? Well, the United Auto Workers hope so. The labor group said it has filed a petition with the National Labor Relations Board to hold a unionization vote at Volkswagen's Chattanooga, Tennessee plant. A supermajority of workers there have signed cards indicating their willingness to join. The UAW narrowly lost two previous votes at the facility in 2014 and 2019. The latest push began after it won record contracts with the big three automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, last fall. If this bid is successful, The Chattanooga plant would be the only non-Big Three automotive assembly plant in the country to unionize. Factories in the South have traditionally been hard to unionize, but the UAW hopes that the positive press from the Big Three contracts will help change minds and hearts. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Champ Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Hope you have a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.